As you well know, President Trump in Puerto Rico today visiting Hurricane Maria's damage. We do want to head to San Juan, Puerto Rico, talk with Ricardo Alvarez-Diaz. He's founder and principal at Alvarez-Diaz and Villalon, and an architectural and interior design firm headquartered in San Juan with offices also in Miami. He's also president of Puerto Rico Builder Association. That's a professional trade group. Ricardo, thank you for joining us here on Bloomberg Radio. Nice to have you here. What can you tell us about the outlook for business in Puerto Rico, especially when you've got so many individuals that we still are trying to get electricity? I think 93% of homes still lack electricity as of Tuesday. Less than a quarter of the population had mobile phone service. So what's the business outlook here?
Well, actually, first of all, thank you for having me. I apologize if the connection might be a little spotty. I'm right now standing outside of the Control Command Center in Puerto Rico. Well, I can tell you that from the get-go, the private sector, especially in the metropolitan area in the island, they've done everything they can to actually, you know, move things forward. It is true that we understand that we might be out of power for a while, but it's important that everyone in the mainland understands that in Puerto Rico, we've had situations with hurricanes before. So after Hugo in 1989, many of the businesses started to actually focus on getting power generators and getting alternative ways to actually make sure that they can operate their businesses from the island. So I can tell you right now in the metropolitan area, I would say that 75% of employees are showing up to their job. Again, you know, short term, we've been able to, try to do whatever we can to make sure our businesses are in operation.
So to that, where do we see businesses? What is the greatest need for businesses in Puerto Rico right now? I would imagine that, you know, you're saying power isn't as in short supply for businesses as it might seem or might be for residents. I would imagine fresh water, though, is an issue.
Well, actually, water right now, as of this morning, with the latest information we received, close to 51% of the island has already clean water. Mm-hmm. We had a very important meeting with the infrastructure team here at FEMA, and and the outlook is to have at least 80% of the island with water in the next 3 weeks. So that's a good outlook. When it comes to energy, obviously, I mean, that is when it comes to business, power is everything. And one of the things that we had a fantastic meeting with FEMA yesterday, and there was 120 trucks that arrived yesterday only for fuel supply. Now, that is specifically for power generation. And those trucks are going to be focused on health services, and it would allow the private sector to actually acquire diesel in private means.
So I got to ask you, I mean, Puerto Rico is known for tourism, right? That's a big part of the economy. You mentioned earlier that 75% of employees are showing up for jobs. As my producer said in my ear, what jobs are they showing up for?
Well, that's a good question, but I just want to clarify a couple of things. Only the 7% of the GDP of the island is tourism,
okay,
which is something that people may not know. I mean, close to 52% of the GDP is basically manufactured. So the bigger companies that do pharma and biopharma, they rely quite a bit on water and power. So they're used to this kind of situation. Of course, let me be clear. What we've gone through is something that we've never seen. I just want to say that the toll of people's death is not a measure of the devastation, physical and structural devastation that we've seen. Remember, we were hit by Irma 2 weeks before Maria.
Right, two hurricanes.
We went from category 5 to a category 4. This is unprecedented.
How long is it going to take to build back? And that's a good point of saying two hurricanes, because it's going to take some time to get everything back to the way it was. And I guess we all need to kind of have that understanding of it. Having said that, you're someone who builds and you have had plans. I was doing some research earlier. You're involved in the infrastructure discussions that are going on for Puerto Rico. So how long will it take to kind of build it back?
Well, there's a couple of things. I think that the first level is that how quickly can we get the power back so we can get our businesses running and of course, more importantly, our people. Because you can talk about businesses, but if they have no power, water, or gas, they can't even get to their businesses. So, and that is true. But I think that what we had another great meeting with the energy people who are working on that. You know, if you look at the amount of time, it might take between 3 to 6 months full the whole island when it comes to energy. But what I can say is that there's two levels, because the first level is, of course, getting the island quickly back on its feet so we can continue creating an economy here. Mm-hmm. But the second part is, what do we do afterwards? And this is the biggest challenge here, because I think that we are, under the circumstances, we've been given an opportunity to actually look at the maintenance of this infrastructure and do things a little differently, and actually do it at a 21st century level.
I think that's really interesting that you bring that up, and you're right. No one wants to see the kind of devastation that happened to Puerto Rico, but you're right. You might be given an opportunity to kind of do things differently. Here is a territory, a commonwealth that has been struggling under debt loads and people leaving Puerto Rico, and the economy has been struggling. Got about 40 seconds here. So how do you change the future of Puerto Rico? Just quickly.
Well, I think that, very quickly, I think that you have to focus on the fact that Puerto Rico now, everything that we knew about Puerto Rico changed on September 20th, when that second hurricane hit. The debt of Puerto Rico, the PROMESA bill, everything's going to change, because now we're going to have to create different methods of federal investment to actually help in the recovery. But mid and long term, Puerto Rico is a perfect place to invest, because right now, there's going to be a lot of things happening in the island. And I have to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I know it has been difficult, but this is the time to invest.
We'd love to check back with you maybe in a few weeks, see how things are going. Ricardo, thank you so much for your time. Ricardo Alvarez-Diaz, founder, principal of Alvarez-Diaz and Villalon, joining us on the phone from San Juan, Puerto Rico on this Tuesday. Carol Masser, Corey Johnson, and this is Bloomberg Radio.